Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Tough to do, though, if you have a lot of distractions, which is why I'm super excited to have our guest, Skye Watterson, here today. It is very early in her morning in New Zealand, so super grateful that you got up so early. Really excited about this conversation for myself, mostly. No, for myself and for everybody else who's listening, because I think as entrepreneurs, we sort of have an epidemic. So before I introduce you, I just want to say hello. Good morning, Skye. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Hila. Happy to be here. This is when I usually wake up. I also have two toddlers, so life is just in that zone.
I remember those days. I have an 11-year-old. Now he sleeps in and gets himself
amazing.
It'll come someday. But you know, in the meantime, enjoy it. That's what we all say, right? We miss mm-hmm. those years too at the same time. But two is God bless you, and you're a business owner. Okay. So for our listeners, let me tell you about the amazing Skye and why we wanted to have her on the show. Skye Watterson is an ADHD strategist, coach, and the founder of Unconventional Organization, where she helps entrepreneurs and executives stay focused, build consistent revenue, and grow without burning out. Amen. With a following of over 82,000 engaged professionals, Skye shares ADHD-friendly strategies designed for sustainable success. After being diagnosed with ADHD during her PhD, that's a lot of acronyms there, Skye realized that traditional productivity advice didn't work for her. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. So she developed a new approach to support driven professionals in navigating their unconventional brains and busy lives. She helps her clients cut through distractions and focus on what truly matters, build systems that support consistency, and scale their businesses sustainably without overwhelm. By creating strategies tailored to the ADHD brain, Skye empowers her clients to lead with confidence and reclaim control over their time. Skye's mission is to take the guesswork out of managing ADHD so entrepreneurs can focus on what moves like a needle. So you might have guessed our title today is how to go from unorganized and unfocused to making revenue on the Quantum Revenue Expansion Show. Let's go. All right. Mm-hmm. So where do we start? I mean, maybe let's do this. I love people's stories. Tell us a little bit about your story. So there you are, you're getting your PhD, which I remember when I was in college, focus mm-hmm. was very, and I was at a wonderful school, very stressed out. My freshman year, I ended up in therapy because I'm like, I can't even focus. Like, why am I, mm-hmm. why are my friends going out yeah. and having fun? And I'm in here struggling. I did well in high school. What's going on? So maybe tell us a little bit about your story first.
Yeah. So I was the classic, you know, go hard for a year or two and then burn out in the year between, you know, I just haven't figured out my major yet. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to be an artist, you know? So that was kind of how I got through university. And then, you know, I was given an opportunity to do a PhD scholarship, which I was really grateful for. Luckily yeah, did well in my master's and yeah, but I was also aware that I had burned out between my master's and even thinking about doing this. And so I was like, I need to figure out what's going on. You know, very, very grateful that my university had an inclusive learning center. So I just kind of went to them and said, hey, what is wrong with me?
Right? Yeah.
And they did a bunch of testing, very interesting testing. And they came back and they said, we think you should get tested for ADHD. And I had taught developmental psychology, you know, I knew about it, but I had only talked about it with kids. So this mm-hmm. was a huge mental shift for me, the idea that it could happen in adults, especially adults who hadn't been diagnosed already. And it threw my whole life into a different path and threw my research into a different path as well.
So Skye, did you, like when you taught this and you were teaching it about students and developmental mm-hmm. psychology, you're teaching about kids. So when you look back as yourself as a child, did you see it there, or do you feel like it developed later in life? Is that a thing?
It definitely was there. And, you know, usually when we're looking at these things, we do talk about it as having been there, you know, since birth, basically. But it was the female masking version, you know. That's and okay. It's not even just female, but it's the people pleaser masking version is a good way of it.
Sure.
And so, you know, what that meant was that, you know, you talked about why are my friends getting to go out? And I was like, I guess I'm just a nerd. That must be it. So you kind of like take the idea that you don't get to have a social life as much as other people because you have to do so much work to keep up with everybody, and almost turn that into a, well, I guess I just like staying at home and I like studying and trying to, you know, get good grades. And so it almost becomes this other thing. And so for me, it was very much a lot of like coping and masking and just assuming that that's honestly what everyone else was doing. I thought they were all lying.
Yeah. Well, and so talk. So for me, what I thought, I was like, oh, I just have a lot of anxiety. And how does anxiety also mask or line up with ADHD?
Oh, I love this question, because I'll often have people come to me and they'll say, I have so much anxiety, or I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression, and then I found out I had ADHD. And essentially, you know, ADHD is a struggle with executive functioning, with your ability to remember things, with your ability to focus on things. If you struggle with both of those, it's not surprising that you're a little bit anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes those pieces are just a symptom and not necessarily the reason. And I've seen this with a lot, not always, and that's why we want to check, but sometimes.
Yeah. I didn't think it was a thing until I had a child.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son, and just some of the things that he's experienced, which he's done a phenomenal job, and we've really worked closely with him to support him. And I think, oh my gosh, I wonder what would have happened if I would have had early support. I would say, and you touched on this, it shows up very differently in boys versus girls. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's really about, and I think it's even more of a personality difference, but there's definitely, you know, there's people who in school make the teacher's life difficult because they're jumping up and down and making a lot of noise and won't sit in their seat, like very, very classic ADHD stuff. And those people are usually the people who get picked up for no other reason, but they're like, we got to do something about this kid, you know, versus the person who's sitting in the corner and trying really hard and could do better if they only applied themselves. That person tends to get missed.
Yeah. And they're, yeah, good point, because their personalities are a little bit different. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So bringing our hat and focus back to business owners, what are some subtle ways that ADHD can derail a growing business? Mm-hmm. And how do you help your clients get ahead of those challenges and those patterns?
Yeah, great question. I will say one of the things is that a lot of people don't realize I work with like 50% undiagnosed. So I don't necessarily, because of the nature of what I do, I don't necessarily work with people who've always been diagnosed. Sometimes people just know, especially with entrepreneurship, we're sort of overrepresented. And so what people usually see is I've got shiny object syndrome. You know, I'm jumping all over the place and I can't help myself. I'm going from here to there and I don't know which one to do first. I'm walking into the office, I feel paralyzed. I don't know which tasks to do. They all seem urgent. I'm fighting fires and checking emails all day, and I know I'm not doing the things that grow my business. Or I know what I need to do, but I just cannot do it. And I keep telling everyone I'm doing it. I've literally worked with people who've like told suppliers it's done, it's totally done. And they've got a full functioning, you know, multi-figure business. And they haven't done the thing because they just cannot make themselves do it. And they don't know how to delegate it. And so people with these fundamental problems that, you know, it can take businesses down. Like we talk about, you hit that pain line and you go, this is too much, you know, I'm going to just sell, or, you know, take a step down or whatever it is. And these are some of the reasons that people can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Ask me how many custom GPTs I've written this week. No, don't ask me that. yeah. Feeling that. So, So a lot of people that you work with are already successful, but they feel like they're underperforming in some way. And what's usually driving that gap from where they are, where they think they could be, but then there's a struggle that's here.
Yeah. Usually it's they've managed to kind of through, you know, when you start business, it's a lot of adrenaline, you know, like, oh my gosh, I made a sale and oh my gosh, we have to pay rent. You know, there's a lot of adrenaline involved in just keeping the thing afloat. And so you can kind of, you know, push. I talk about it as white knuckling, because a lot of times that's what people are doing when they don't have the systems, you know, white knuckling your way through it. But it gets to year three, you get to six figures, and it's harder and harder to white knuckle your way through it. You need systems, you need strategies, and people start to get bored, you know, and this is a problem, is when you are the kind of person who has a need for dopamine that's a bit higher than the average person's, and you're trying to get it from your business, you can end up messing with your business that's already working and just needs a few adjustments and a bit of consistency in order to keep that going. You can become the crisis CEO.
Yeah, makes so much sense. I'm very fortunate that my business partner is like a systems and process genius, which we've worked together for a long time. I don't know if you know human design. On top of like some focus stuff, I'm a projector, which just like can be hard to get anything done at times. So what has helped me is a phenomenal team and process and systems. Like if we didn't have that, I'd be insane. I would literally not be able to run my business. But it's an ongoing process because I make up other things to do. Like I can be busy all day long. We're going to talk about me in a minute. So before we I know you've worked with hundreds and hundreds of professionals with ADHD. What are the common patterns you see around productivity or burnout? Like if someone's out there, they're like, oh my gosh, like I feel burnt out. Do I have ADHD? Do I have to give it a label? Like what needs to happen? I just feel anxious. I feel stressed. Like how would someone know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say is, you know, the first problem people often have is paralysis. Paralysis or what I would call a chronic firefighting. People going into their office and just going, everything's urgent, I'm going to shut my eyes and pick one thing, or everything's urgent, I'm going to sit in the corner and scroll something and be like, why am I not famous on the internet? You know, like these are the things that will happen. And so that wasted day, and you know, this is what we talk about revenue drivers, like, you know, like those massive wasted days that you're not telling anyone about, you could totally be like, I was vision and building, but you know. And so that is often the very first thing people come to me for, is that they're just starting to slip below the surface in terms of managing that kind of chaos.
Yeah, got it. So I know we're limited in time on this show today, but what are some of your, you know, tips and tricks or things that you can share that might give our listeners some immediate relief? Or, because I think what I know, even, you know, with our clients, our clients in our community, is like you said, like we're adaptive, right? We've had to adapt. We've adapted a lot of behaviors, especially if this is an issue for us, right? And so there's probably weird things that we do. Like a weird thing that I do, I have to be a minimalist. Like there can't be a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah.
I
mean, I've seen that.
Right. So like, clear the desk, or I have to go to a coffee shop and put earbuds in and listen to AC while I work, and it's really loud. And other people are like, how can you even do that? Right. So we have adaptive things that we've had to try to figure out. But I'd love whatever. I know you can't share it all, and it's different for each person, but what are some things you could share with our audience?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the very first thing I'll say, the focus formula that I've built, I give that away. You can just DM me unconventional organization, DM me quantum on Instagram, and I'll send it to you. But you know, if you are in a position where you're going, okay, like, how do I even manage this? The first thing that we want to do is, we actually don't want a million tips and tricks. Like a lot of people come to me because they're like, I tried everything on TikTok, and like, I'm wearing shoes and I'm doing this, and I'm just like, it feels like it's working, but it's not working. I still don't know why. So what I do is I have 8 systems. So I have, you know, how do we manage your task system? How do we get you focused? It's a system that works across all sort of apps, or even if you're a paper person, to go, okay, first of all, let's look at what's truly urgent. You know, what is those negative consequences? Let's get rid of that working memory fluff of like, well, I feel bad and I said I would do it and all those things. You know, let's look at what's truly urgent. Then let's identify the 80-20, what's truly important in your business. And let's do this in a very specific kind of way, where you're not going, you know, oh, well, I think this is urgent. You're going, is there a significant negative consequence if we don't do this tomorrow? Like, is something going to burn down or not? And then we can start to clear the decks a little bit, understand what's really driving the business, what's really driving us, and create time for those important things. And really crucially, actually, I recommend, and again, everything I do, I'm an academic, is based on neuroscience and the brain and how it works if you're unconventional, is give yourself a reward for starting. You know, go to that coffee shop. Yeah, you got it. Some people are like, what are you talking about?
No, yeah. I get that. I'm all about that. Yeah.
And so giving people the permission, helping them understand what a reward could look like, looking at your five senses. It doesn't always have to be chocolate. I love chocolate though, so we're not going to say anything about it. But, you know, but sometimes, you know, people come to me and they go like, okay, but like, I don't want to keep doing this particular reward. Like, I can't, you know, people say, I can't keep drinking coffee. What do I do? And so we like build something that's a little bit more flexible.
Oh my gosh. So I think what I'm hearing is I've been able to, I'm hearing a little bit about myself here and for our listeners, I'm sure like that was my adaptive things, guys. Like I get a project done, I'd say, listen, I'm going to go to the coffee shop. I'm a coffee shop fan. I'm going to have a coffee and a treat there. It'll get me there. But then I, you know, I have the earbuds in, so I have some song playing. Or I'm listening to a podcast, you know, that's I find playing in the background so I can get it done. My other go-to, I definitely like chocolate, but also there might be a television show that I'm watching. I'll be like, okay, when I get X and X done, I'm going to take this break and then I'm going to get 30 minutes of this show. So it's very adaptive. What I'm curious about, is how this shows up. Because I talked about being a minimalist, right? Like having to clear all the decks, but there can be this push of, I have to get it all done. All of it, right? Like there's see the email, you see the list, and there's this, like, is that a typical kind of thing as well? A feeling of like, I got to get it all done today.
It's a huge one. I've watched, you know, I've worked with CEOs of, you know, 6- and 7-figure businesses who have come into my room because we'll do like a 45-minute like tear down, look at your business. And they're like, you do not understand. I have to do 100 things today and that's a minimum. And you know, I'm like, okay, cool. And we'll go through the system. And it's funny because it doesn't take that long and I give it away. But, you know, once we've done it, you know, people will realize, oh, I only have to do like mostly 5 things today. Most people don't go more than 5. And I've done this hundreds of times at this point. So it's really that feeling on its own is just, you know, we talk about anxiety, instant relief, because a lot of times we don't let ourselves, you know, this is what I love about building these systems and saying, like you said, they're tailored to your brain. So they're going to feel good. You're not going to be like, this is so hard, but I'm going to do it. And so it's amazing when you do that and then you're in a position where you're going, oh, I could get that done in 2 hours. Like, what am I going to do with my rest of my day? Like, that's, you know, that's when we talk about what I do, which is help you focus and get your time back so you can grow that revenue.
So what do we do with the rest of our day? So let's say we check off the 5 things, because I think this is really important, because we can still sit and spin and think about the business, especially for those parents who have kids, right? Maybe you're not getting out of the house as much. Maybe, right? So you could be like, oh, I'm just gonna build another custom GPT. Like, that's fun for me. And I can, it's like,
totally like, irrelevant example.
I'm deep into the world of AI right now. That's why I'm teaching a class.
Me too. I was watching your videos on AI. I was
like, oh, yeah. So like, I'm obsessed. And so the way my brain works, it's helpful, but also probably not healthy you know, at 8 o'clock at night to be like, oh, I'm going to develop this custom GPT on becoming the identity you want to become of a seven-figure business owner. That's what I was doing last night. I don't know. Maybe that's okay. I was also watching a show at the same time. So, but do you help people also figure out what the heck am I going to do with the other time?
100%. That's the very next thing people ask me is like, they're like, okay, Sky, you managed to give me time back in like 20 minutes. What are we going to do with that? You know, what are we going to do now? So, yeah. So, the first thing that we look at is we look at your 80-20. And this is different for everybody. And this is where we kind of get deeper into your business. We want to know what is the 20% thing that's going to give you 80% return. And this is where we really start to separate the shiny object syndrome from the real things driving your revenue. We want to understand like, what is it? And, you know, I have a little bit of a system that I go through and we can like just quickly check, you know, your different metrics. Some people have done that. Some people don't. People are different in the business. And so that point, then we can go, okay, if this is the 20% thing that's driving 80% of your revenue, you want to get to here, what can we do that would create a very big shift in that? And so this is where people get kind of grounded and they go, oh, I think I need to hire someone. Like I knew I needed to hire someone, but I never had time, or I need to build out this system, or I need to update the copy on my website. Like sometimes when you really look at it, it's those pieces that are going to drive more revenue than any new shiny thing that you're trying to sell in a particular kind of way.
Yeah. So I love that. Like sticking with the basics and reminding yourself, looking, we talk a lot about the 80-20 rule as well. Like what is the 20% that's driving the 80%? And we forget, we all do, right? So you're there to help people really guide them. So a couple questions. You touched on this. Okay, I have a couple more questions. You touched on team and how hard is it for people who are maybe struggling in this area to delegate, and how do you help them do that?
It is hard. It's one of those things, it's the fun of being, you know, unconventionally brained, is that you get to a point where you're going, cool, I've done it. I've created my task list and my calendar and my systems, and I've got a business to like, you know, six figures. And now you're like, oh, I'm trying to get to seven figures. I have to build an entire, again, built for your brain, neurodiverse friendly system for your team. So it's sort of a similar thing. It's like we have to go, okay, this is the way we were taught to do it, but it will drive us insane and it wouldn't lead to anything except burnout. So let's find a way to make this make sense for us. And the first thing we talk about is like, okay, how do we make sure we're hiring people that are going to be great people for us? You know, how do we make sure we're testing things? Again, how do we make sure we're not just grabbing someone, the first person we see in the middle of the night? Oh, I need a person to do this. You'll do. Okay, great. And then wondering why these pieces aren't fitting. And then how do we give tasks to people when we are not going to sit down and write an SOP? That is not happening.
Right. Ooh, I love it. So we don't have to necessarily be the expert in writing the SOP, or you would help people with that. Yeah.
No, and you'll love this. I talk about using AI to help with the initial.
It's such a game. It's been such a game changer for me and for our team. And like, it has freed up so much time, things that I used to spin on. We've trained between myself and Trisha on our team. We've trained our AI like for marketing and all these. I think we calculated yesterday 20 hours a week back between the two of us.
Yeah.
Just training that. Right. So, okay. So one more question, we'll start to wrap up, but how do you feel about to-do lists, right? Or what do you tell your clients about that? Because somebody can write a to-do list and then just cry about it, right? They're like, I don't know how.
So I believe in writing a list. I believe in using that list. I often recommend to people, like, imagine your list like a tree. When you're working with me, we're taking this tree, we're planting it, we're growing it, we're watering it, we're looking at it every day. We are not making a planting a tree and then leaving it in the backyard to die and then planting another one somewhere else. Like, we're not doing that. So you will have a list, but it will take you 2 seconds to work through that list because you're filtering it every day and it's the same thing in the same place, which is very, very different.
Yeah. Got it. Perfect. So just in closing, and we didn't talk about this, and I just want to make sure we touch on it. What are the superpowers of those who might self-identify or might be identified as having ADHD, this this term, you know, that's out in the world, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, right? It's a disorder. But is it a disorder or is it a superpower?
Well, the research into the strengths of ADHD are that it is, you know, really wonderful in terms of problem solving, in terms of creative thinking, in terms of, you know, out of the box thinking. So this is one of the reasons why we can be really great entrepreneurs. We also have a tendency towards action and movement, which could be helpful in a market. And so all of those pieces, we want to be able to focus on them. But in order to do that, we need to have your brain filled up, you know, with space so that you can do things and it's not just, oh, I have to get this and I forgot this and da da da. You know, those things can really slow us down.
Yeah. Yeah. Good to know. And so for all of our listeners, like really be thinking about how this can be a superpower for you and how you can use this to your advantage, because I know I certainly have, even though at times it has driven me a little bit crazy. So closing up, final words, is there anything I didn't ask you or anything that you want to share, Sky? And then also let us know again where we can get your free gift.
Yeah. The thing I always like to say is, hey, stop white knuckling it. You're going to burn out. You know, we like to think we can just push through. And if we just tried a little harder, it's going to work. But especially when you're trying to scale, it's hard. It's hard to do it at that point. So it's okay to have different systems, especially if they're going to work for you.
Yeah, beautiful. Sky Watterson with us here today, talking about how to go from unorganized and unfocused to making revenue, or making a lot of quantum revenue. Mm-hmm. Awesome having you, Sky. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no worries. And you can find me at Unconventional Organization on the internet. You can find me at Unconventional Organization on Instagram. You can message me Quantum and I'll give you the free 2-minute focus formula. We also have a podcast, the ADHD Skills Lab. So if you want to learn about all the research and, you know, talk to entrepreneurs with ADHD, you can find us there.
Love it. We'll be sure to have that in the show notes. Awesome. Thank you. And to our listeners all over the world, we love hanging out with you. Thanks for being with us here today. And hopefully this will help you, you know, either work with Sky directly, listen to her podcast, you know, find out more about her, DM her to get that beautiful download and help you take your business to the next level this year. That's it this week, everybody. Make this your most epic month yet. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.